It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The president's top military advisor says he is worried about the United States Army. Admiral Mike Mullen is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He made his remarks yesterday at two U.S. Army posts in Kansas. They include a base where some of the Army's best minds worked out a new counterinsurgency strategy. Now it's the place where officers consider the future of the Army in Iraq and beyond. Frank Morris reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
The Command and General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth is where career officers go for what amounts to military grad school. The big new auditorium here is full of soldiers mainly, but also airmen, sailors, and Marines, standing around talking and joking before Admiral Mullen's address. In his talk here, Mullen thanks them and their families for their dedication. He talks about the morale-draining stress of rapid-fire deployments, the need to re-equip and revitalize the Army. And then he raises a specter that, until recently, top military leaders would not have touched.
I started in Vietnam. It was the first war I went to and fought in. I was here when long deployments and lots of other factors put so much pressure on us as a military that we became detached from the American people and the military broke. And I am not interested in revisiting that space whatsoever.
Mullen argues that can be avoided only by building up the Army and Marine Corps while easing up on the mission requirements. But adding divisions will take years, and Mullen sees no shortage of potential threats around the world. He says one way to relieve the pressure would be to mount a massive diplomatic and foreign aid offensive.
The military just can't do it all. Security is a necessary but not sufficient part of solving the kinds of problems that we're in right now, as well as the problems that I think will be out there in the future.
I'm standing in the huge atrium of the Command Staff College right now. Admiral Mullen's speech just let out. I'm surrounded by people in military fatigues. So these are all mid-level career officers, and they're used to debating military policy. It's just that they don't normally talk about it with reporters. I'm going to get on the elevator up here and see if they'll do that today.
Going up.
Upstairs, down a hall filled with portraits of generals with flamboyant facial hair, a class is already discussing Mullen's address.
And he said, hey, I'm not anxious about going to a draft. Well, okay, you're not anxious about it, but you didn't say, no, that that's not going to happen. I mean, just how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to get the people to come in?
That's Army Major John Wedges, back from a long tour in Iraq. None of the other 14 Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, and National Guard majors sitting around this table have an answer for him. Though Army Major Decker Haynes says relief could lie in changing the funding strategy.
The American public are more willing to give money to the military than they would the State Department for the same exact mission, right or wrong. It has, maybe has to be a communications aspect where we can get that shifted so we, you know, as Admiral Mullen said, we can't go at it alone.
Haynes and others here hope that letting the public in on discussions traditionally carried out behind closed doors inside military installations will help voters and political leaders understand the nettlesome mission and uncertain path facing members of the U.S. military. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.